Greetings, Anchored in Jesus radio family. I'm coming to you with a special announcement. I would like to invite you to join me on a trip of a lifetime. Anchored in Jesus Ministries is partnering with Dr. John Stanko of Purpose Quest to go to Israel in 2018. The dates are April 24th through May 4th. Your trip to Israel will make the Bible come alive in new and exciting ways as we visit many sites where the biblical events took place. For more information, visit the Anchored in Jesus website at www.anchoredinjesus.org. That's www.anchoredinjesus.org.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will conclude his message titled, Is Sitting at the Feet of Jesus on Your Plate? From his series on prayer. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Is Sitting at the Feet of Jesus on Your Plate?
Haven't taken time to sit at the feet of Jesus. You become disapproving. You become deflated. You know, I'm here to serve alone. You know, we're supposed to be in this together. We could get done a lot better if we could work together. If I had somebody helping me out, if I had somebody working with me, we could make this thing work. But now you're depressed, you're discouraged, and you're deflated. You know, some of the most depressing days that people have are times when they get up in the morning and they leave God out. I tell you, you know, one thing about a day, it's just like an arrow. If you aim it wrong from the start, you're not going to hit the target. And it's the same way with your day. If you start your day off wrong, if you start your day off not even aiming at the target, then the chances are most of the day you're going to miss the target. And this is the result right here. You'll be distracted. You'll be defiant. You'll be disapproving. You'll be deflated. And you'll be demanding. What did Martha say? Therefore, tell her, Jesus, go tell her to help me. And then you start demanding. And you know the thing about it? You might not even see it in yourself sometimes. You might feel the discouragement and the frustration, but other people will see it in you. I like what it said about the disciples in the book of Acts. It said that when people saw them, that they made note that they had been with Jesus. That they could see that there was something about them, there was a glow about them, there was something in their heart, something in their spirit that showed others that, hey, these folk been with somebody that helped them, that they've been with Jesus. Do people know when you haven't been with the Lord? Because it's manifested all in your spirit. You got this grumpy, this bad attitude, this defiant, demanding, disapproving, distracted spirit. You've got, and people can see it in you. And so Jesus saw right through Martha. He saw right through her all the and what was she was trying to mask it. She was trying to cover it up with fixing plates. You know, she had a plate of lamb, and she had a plate of victuals, and she had a plate of manna, and she had all kind of plates, and she was masking it up. But you know, as good a job as she did trying to mask it with all these plates, Jesus saw right through her. He saw right through her. You know, sometimes we get so busy that we just need to slow down and let our souls catch up with us. You know, I heard this story about this traveler who was going through the jungles of Africa, and he had gathered some natives to help him to go on this journey that he was on. And he really pushed them. He pushed them. And that first day, man, they went twice as far as they ever imagined that they could have went. And the next day, when they got up and they got ready to go, and he was ready to push them again, and he was ready to leave, and they all just sat there. And nobody would move. And he asked them, What's going on? How come you guys are not ready to go? How come you're not following? And they said, we are waiting for our souls to catch up with our bodies. We are waiting for our souls to catch up with our bodies. And that's the testimony of the average Christian. We get up in the morning and we take off, and our bodies are going at 100 miles an hour to get to where we're going, to do what we got to do, to hurry up and to get back home and to go to bed so that we can hurry up and so that we can get to where we're going and so that we can do what we can do so that we can hurry home and we can get to bed and we can get up and we can hurry and we just hurry, hurry, hurry. And here goes our body and our souls are. I guess eventually he'll realize I'm not with him. I guess sooner or later he'll come to the realization that he left me a couple days ago. And then you get worn out and you get burned out. And then sometimes it gets too late to even try to come and spend time with God. So if you're not sitting at Jesus' feet, if that's not on your plate, you'll be distracted, defiant, disapproving, deflated, and demanding. The second thing that I want to say is that if sitting at the feet of Jesus is not on your plate, you will be distressed about many plates. You'll be distressed about many plates. There'll be so many plates that you'll be worried about. Look at Martha. Martha, what was she doing? And the beautiful thing about this, and I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but look at verse 42. Real quick, look at verse 42. Jesus said, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part. This is the Glaze translation. One thing is needful, and Mary has chosen the good plate. She has chosen the good plate. You are distracted by many plates. You are distracted by much serving. You know, and some commentators, I was reading this, and some commentators said that what Jesus was actually telling her that, you know, because they were obligated to provide a meal whenever they had a visitor come to the home. You know, that was definite. And a lot of commentators said that all Martha had to do was fix one plate, and it would have been cool. And, you know, she would have fixed her one plate, and she would have knocked that out. And then she would have been right beside her sister, right at the feet of Jesus. But what did she want to do? She wanted to fix many plates. And when she wanted to fix many plates, what did that do? That became a frustration and a distraction to her, these many plates. Look what he says in verse 41. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha. Now, just think. I think there were a couple other times that Jesus repeated a person's name twice. You remember when Peter said, Lord, I'll never forsake you. What did Jesus say? Peter, Peter. And with Saul on the road to Damascus, Saul, Saul. It's almost like Jesus said, man, I feel sorry for you. Martha, Martha. Bill, Bill. Pastor Glaze, Pastor Glaze. Boy, I feel bad for you. And Jesus is saying, wow, you are distracted and you are letting all these plates distress you. And notice the source of the distress. The source of the distress came from the inside and it was manifested on the outside. The word worry actually means to be divided or distracted. It deals with a inward division, an inward distraction. It's the kind of thing that causes you to get physical diseases in your body. It's the kind of thing that causes your hair to turn loose or turn gray. It's the kind of thing that causes you to have all kind of physical problems. It means a division of the heart. It means a distraction in the heart. Martha, Martha, you are worried. You are anxious in your heart about many plates. It's wearing you out. Lord, Martha, all these plates that you're concerned about is wearing you out. And the fact of the matter is that you've taken some plates that I never intended for you to take. You've actually put some meals. You know, all I came to your house on Memorial Day, you know, I heard that you a bad boy on the grill, and all I came for was some ribs. That's all I came for. But you got mac and cheese, you got potato salad, you got string beans, you got French fries, and you got all this other stuff. And you know, you could have just came, and you could have, you know, slow smoked some ribs on the grill. And you know what? Actually, you could have put it on low, and you could have came and sat at my feet while the ribs were smoking. And then by the time I got finished breaking down the word and exegeting, we could all sat down and had ribs. But no, you had to keep working while I was here. You had to keep on doing these things that you got distracted, and it took away from time with me. And now look at you. You're divided in your heart. You're all frustrated. You're all worried. You know, and you was worried. You know, now I told them to be here at 2:00. Look, they ain't even here yet. You know, I done cooked all this food, and you know, and they came, and you know, I my food gonna get cold. You know, many plates. You know, are you fixing the plates that God has for you to fix? Because if you're fixing the plates that God has for you to fix, then you can fix the plate and you can still sit at his feet.
We would like to take a short break for a brief word from Dr. Glaze.
Greetings, Christian friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze coming to you with an update. We have been looking for 100 people to commit $25 a month for 1 year to support this program. We have had many people make that commitment, but we are still looking for others who want to partner with this ministry. If this program has been a blessing to you, would you prayerfully consider how you can help us? Remember, even if you cannot participate financially, prayer is always in order. Stay tuned, and our announcer will let you know how to contact us. God richly bless you.
Welcome back. We will now return to today's message.
God is not going, what kind of God will we serve if he would have you fix so many plates that you wouldn't have time to sit at his feet? He's only going to give you the plates that you can fix and that you can still sit at his feet. And not only is there the inward division, but look what he said. He said, not only are you worried, look at verse 41 again. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, 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 Bill, Bill. I'm trying to, I got a method in my madness now. I'm waiting for you to say your name. But it's not working. Hopefully you're saying it in your mind. There you go. Thou art anxious, divided in your heart about many things, and you are troubled. And the word trouble actually is the outward manifestation, which ends up in agitation. That you are not only anxious in your heart, but now you are agitated on the outside. And it's not my desire, it's not my will for you to be agitated. My will is for you to be at peace. There was a man who was in bed, and he heard a noise downstairs in his living room. And he went downstairs to check in the middle of the night, and he found that there was a burglar that was robbing his house. And he went down there, he caught the guy right in the middle of the act. And he kind of startled him. And the burglar looked up. And the man said to the burglar, stay right where you are. I want to go get my wife. She's been expecting you for 20 years. Worried. She worried 20 years that somebody was going to break in. Worried about it. And eventually he came. That's all right. Y'all get it. Explain it to the person on the way home. I used to ride that bus on the way home too. He was waiting for 20 years. His wife was waiting for somebody to break in. She was worried all that time, 20 years. Nobody broke in for 20 years. Then he finally showed up. We've been waiting for you. If sitting at the feet of Jesus is not on your plate, then you will be distressed about many things. You will be distracted about many things. I was doing some research last week and found something very interesting, that there was a young man named Hans, and he worked in this laboratory where they did experiments on rats. And this young man, for some reason, he kept dropping the rats on the lab floor, and then he would end up chasing them around the room, and then he would trap them behind the sink. Well, one of the things that they found out about these lab rats is that when he was, as a result of this, these lab rats began to develop ulcers, and they began to have shrunken immune tissues, and they ended up with all type of diseases. And there was no word for this. This is a true story now. Some of the stories I tell, kind of, y'all know that I make them up. But this is true. This is a true story. And he didn't have a word for what was happening to these rats. And so he began to search for a word that would show what these rats were going through. And he went to the engineering field, and he saw when there was tension on bridges or tension on certain structures, that what they called that was stress. And so this is where we get the word stress from. He was the one that invented the word stress for our conditions and for the things that we go through. And so when we go through these times of stress, it's because, we are allowing ourselves to be dropped. We are allowing ourselves to be pushed in the corner. We are allowing ourselves to be prodded, and then we come under stress. But if we would just find a way to get to Jesus, if we would just find a way to get to his feet, we would be all right. The third thing that I want to say, if sitting at the feet of Jesus is not on your plate, you are missing the only plate necessary for the meal. Verse 42, if sitting at the feet of Jesus is not on your plate, then you are missing the only plate that's necessary for the meal. The only one. Look what he said here. Verse 42, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen the good part. You only need one thing. You only need one plate. There's only one plate that's important. There's only really one plate that matters. And yet and still, we get distracted with all these other plates. Flight 401 from New York going to Miami Airport was about ready to take a landing. And as they were getting ready to land, they were in a holding pattern. And the reason that they were in the holding pattern, because the landing gear would not go down. And so they couldn't figure out whether or not it was the landing gear that was broke, or if there was a little light bulb that comes on that was indicating that there was something else wrong. And so they began to fiddle with the light. The pilot began to fiddle with the light to get it out so that he could get another one in there to see what the problem was. While he was doing that, he was having a difficult time getting it out. And the other pilot, began to help him. And it wasn't long before the whole crew was trying to get this light bulb out. And before they knew it, there was a loaded plane for the holidays, and they crashed into the swamp, and the people on the plane were killed. They were focusing on, you got all these high-priced, you got all these high-paid pilots flying this plane, and they're focusing on a 75-cent light bulb. And while they're focusing on a 75-cent light bulb, the whole plane crashed. And isn't that like us? We don't do the one thing that's needful. The one thing that was needful was for those pilots to keep their eyes on where they were going. That was the one thing that was needful. And how much are we like those pilots that we don't focus on the one thing that we need to focus on? We focus on everything else and we get distracted and we don't take time to spend time in that which is important. The most important thing that you can do is take time at the feet of Jesus. That's the most significant thing that you can do. When your day is said and done, let it not be said that you worked and gave a good 8 hours, which is important. Let it not be said that you spent some quality time with your family, which is important. Let it not be said that you lived your life to do the best in your ability, because that is important. But let one thing be said, if nothing else be said, that I spent time at the feet of Jesus. Because if you spend time at his feet, then you will know that you have done the most important things. But you know why people don't spend time at the feet of Jesus? I'm going to tell you why. There's a couple of reasons. You know, one reason is because people feel like they're wasting their time. You know, I'm sitting there. You know, I sit there for whatever it is, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, half hour. I sit there, I read, I pray, and then, you know, nothing happens. I get up. You know, I could have spent that time doing something else. And so sometimes people don't feel like it's beneficial. I'm just wasting my time. You know, why should I spend time, you know, sitting there? I got other things to do with my time. And then the other thing is you're just too busy. And that, you know, we don't spend time with him. But that's the most important. I tell you what, when I spend time with God, man, it's just such a rich time. I mean, God just pours into my spirit, and he begins to tell me things, and he begins to share things with me. And it's just such a rich time that to neglect that time, man, you're robbing yourself, you're robbing your spirit, you're robbing the people around you of the best you that you could possibly be. When your spirit has been bathed in the presence of the Lord. And then it helps me to get my priorities straight. That if I'm focused on him and I've done that which is important, then he helps me to prioritize the rest of the things in my life. And then finally, if sitting at the feet of Jesus is not on your plate, then you are missing the best plate. You are missing the best plate. Look what he says again in verse 42. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that part which shall not be taken away from her. Mary has chosen the best plate. She has chosen the best plate. And Jesus said, you know what? Look, go back to the end of verse 40. What did Martha say to Jesus? Bid her therefore to help me. Jesus said, I'm not going to take that away from her. She has chosen the best plate. I'm not going to take that away from her. I'd be crazy to take that away from her. She's done the best thing that she can do. And I'm going to let her have that. Are you spending time at the feet of Jesus? Is that on your plate during the day? Was it on your plate last week? Was spending time at the feet of Jesus on your plate last week? Was spending time at the feet of Jesus on your plate this morning? Will spending time at the feet of Jesus be on your plate for next week? I'm really trying to challenge us in this area of prayer and really get us in the presence of God, because I know that your life will be richer, and I know that our church life will be richer as God's people spend time at the feet of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Stay in the Closet. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Is Sitting at the Feet of Jesus on Your Plate? You can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Is Sitting at the Feet of Jesus on Your Plate? That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Is sitting at the feet of Jesus on your plate? Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 5 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.